So we're at Datadyne in Nairobi, and I'm talking to George, a developer who's built a remarkable data collection application. George, could you tell us a little about it?
The application is a data collection tool. We have the website version and the mobile version. So the basic idea is to create a form on the website version and transfer that form to the mobile phone, collect data on the mobile phone, and send back the records you have collected on the website. So that's the basic functionality of how it works. It has been created using Java. Everything is open source. Yeah, so that's basically the idea.
And just remind us, what's it called and what's the website address? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Episurveyor. The website is episurveyor.org. When you enter the link, just log in, create an account, and you'll be able to now to create your own forms. We also have video tutorials for how to use it. You can find them on episurveyor.org. The link's given there on how to use it also.
Now, when I say to people in London, I'm going to Kenya to meet some fantastic software developers, they give me a very strange look. And I just say, no, you've got to wake up your ideas. This whole thing's been developed in Kenya, hasn't it?
Yeah, this one, everything is in Kenya. Actually, the whole team is just here. We are five guys, and from the beginning, it has only been in Kenya. And we are happy that we are doing this system that is all used all over the world.
And I'm really impressed by the size of the software development scene here in Nairobi in particular. I mean, how many developers do you think are working in Nairobi on mobile at the moment? Do you have a rough idea?
It's actually a very large number. It's like the in thing to do right now, mobile development, since mobile has been growing so fast in Kenya. So most guys are preferring to make applications that will be handy to use and you can carry on your phone. Yeah.
And you've got some very impressive early customers and sponsors of this product. Do you want to tell us who they are?
Initially, we are funded by Vodacom and UN Foundation. But so far, we have been having people using it and paying for different services like John Snow Institute in Washington. We have Tula Salud in Guatemala using it also. Government of Canada, they have used it also on collecting data on farm inputs and other many organizations. I can't name them now, but there are very many. Yeah.
And how many forms have you had submitted? Do you give people some idea of the scale of use of the application?
Yeah, we have 2,800 registered users. And the number of records collected so far is 130,000 records collected so far in a period of 2 years, yeah, which is very impressive. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.